Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 11th of September 2009 and the time is 6:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Gabriella Bock, I'm 63 and I'm coming from Phoenix Pelham.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm a bit excited. I'm fine. Thank you.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to take part in One Another?
It happened quite coincidentally. I got the email from Artichoke during work. I had heard about it. I love Anthony Gormley's work. And then it kind of seemed fun to take the chance or have the good fortune, maybe, I didn't believe in it, to be part of the living portrait of Britain, of the people of Britain, as he describes his project, which is very sympathetic to me, and as he's always doing something with people or the body, his body, I like him.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
Well, at first I couldn't believe it, really. I couldn't believe it. So many people, and I was among the one chosen. First thing I did, I rang Marie Curie Cancer Care. I'm a member of them, and asked them whether they have any special things they would like me to do. They didn't come back to me. I have done a larger supportive project last year, because last year I had 20 years after cancer, so this was my first cooperation with Marie Curie, and that time I collected £1,300 for them. As I had my own thoughts about spending the day, and this is the special day, 9/11, I definitely thought it will be an American day for me as a theme. But then you start to think, what does it make to be on a monument? Who is on a monument? On my way home, I drive regularly past Trafalgar Square and I look at Churchill standing there. I love that very much. Well, I thought, he is known. And he's in a very characteristic, not necessarily favorable position, but everybody knows and has to think what it wants to express. So I started to think, what do I want to say? So 9/11 is a topic, and in my former work and life, basically, I was an editor for English and American literature in an East German publishing house in Leipzig. And one major achievement was, at the end of the 70s, to publish Jack Kerouac's On the Road. It was really an event, because nobody was allowed to travel from behind the Iron Curtain. So you did everything in your mind to get hold of such a book, which really extensively was about free traveling, free speech, free movements was a thing. And so 9/11, to remember what happened there 8 years ago, I thought I will choose to read from that book. The second thing I really want also to remember on that plinth, and it's for me in a close context, is that 20 years ago the Berlin Wall fell. I wouldn't be here if it hadn't fallen. So, and I'm very happy, and it's again about freedom and democracy, and it's for me reflected also in that book. The third aspect is again Marie Curie Cancer Care, and in advance to that event today, I installed that webpage by Just Giving, and I had a target of £500, and tonight we're already at 800, and I'm very grateful to my donators. I will send down little cards to remember, to include also the public, and to write little names on little cards which will are on a string, either living, dead or ill, and I imagine to pull these strings. I have two rows, strings up in the end, and put it around a little tree, because I'm going up with a tree. And again, it's an American tree. It's a redwood, in England you would say it's Wellingtonia. And I have grown it from seed. And I think I want to also to remind with that indirectly that we should be careful with our natural resources. And the little cards on the string will be around that tree, and it will be a kind of remembrance tree in the end. And in between I will be reading.
And how old is the tree?
It's 10 years.
10 years. And how are you feeling about going up there and doing all of these things now that you're actually here?
I feel good. I feel good. I watched that. It seems a bit high. I tried to get accustomed to it. Actually, you can't if you're not on. If you are not really doing it, but I have my tree with me, so I won't be on my own actually. And I will have the book to hold on to, and my friends and colleagues will be down there. My husband is with me, and all the others are watching.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of standing on the fourth plinth personally overall, do you think?
It made me think in advance who I am. And this was very valuable and gives me a pride in myself, also a pride in being allowed to stand there and being part of that. I live here in Britain now for 10 years. And maybe also be a bit more courageous in what I do every day, that I, for instance, may stop soon to be an office desk officer and do something more creative. And it seems like the beginning of that for me. I have been thinking about it a lot, and yeah, there's not so much time left in life.
Can I ask you to do something which is quite difficult, which is to describe yourself in, I ask that in the most open way possible, how would you describe yourself? What springs to mind if I ask you to do that?
Well, the way I described myself in the profile was surprising for me myself, because I wrote I was born into a Polish family in Germany at the end of the war. I'm very much a woman. I'm a mother of two sons, and I have four grandchildren. And I came to England to live with my husband, the love of my life. I was surprised when I wrote that in the end, that it was so just reduced on me as a human being. Because all through my life I've been concentrating very much on the professional side. And I think the most important thing I did was making books behind the iron wall, because they were so important to open up the windows to the world. When the wall came down, I changed completely and I worked in the public sector. In a way, also putting away borders, opening up doors in a different way. I love life. I have said that in these three words, you know. I'm very much aware how precious that is, because 21 years ago I had a real bad cancer, and I survived that half year by half year. And after 5 years, you get more relaxed. After 10 years, even more so. So I think this is all I can say. The fact that I'll be reading makes me a reader. As an editor, you are a reader.
Can I ask you to say about your professional life? You've said for a lot of your life, you've really concentrated on that and you've worked very hard for it. Can I ask you to talk a bit about the work that you did?
After studying, I worked as a translator, and after 3 years, and then for the next 18, I worked as an editor in a publishing house in Leipzig for English and American literature. I got then very ill, just before all the changes came, and with the fall of the wall, I really got healthy again and changed my career, and was head of a unit for international relations at the mayor's office in Leipzig, which is a 500,000 city, a big place, and an interesting place for trade fair, and with many international connections. I started at that time because I wanted to learn about modern management, because I was in a completely different environment, and I started in Henley Management College, an MBA, which I finished in 91, which gave me a good feeling that I can make it also in a completely different branch.
Can I ask about the cancer which you overcame? How did overcoming such an experience change you, do you think? Did it change you? What happened with that?
It definitely changes you. I would not have needed it to enjoy life every day. I was always embracing life very much. But it changes you in understanding that it's not forever, that you really have to make even more out of it, especially if you're responsible for a small child, which I was at that time. It was also about setting an example and showing off that you can make it. This was very much in my what I wanted to do. I got a lot of support from my friends, female friends mostly. It was breast cancer, and it helped me a lot to use my brain. I got involved in the work of O. Carl Simonton. It's about visualization. So not, I did all the traditional things, but it helped me a lot to use other strengths as well.
And can I also ask about experiencing the fall of the Berlin Wall, and how you remember that at that time?
At that time, I was at my lowest point. I was in my fourth chemotherapy. It was a year after my operation, the autumn 89, and I had a bad infection in my leg, so I couldn't move. I was just sitting in front of the telly, weeping all the time, and not believing that this was actually happening. And as I said, I think earlier, feeling that weight falling off my shoulders, because I had understood, especially with that American Simonton, that it's not just a physical illness, it's something which is very complex and connected also to being under a strain and being confined. And this was so liberating that I really, it was not easy immediately, and I had a lot of treatment still to come, but it definitely made it all easier.
And now that you're living in the UK, what was it that sparked your move to the UK?
The love of my life. I met that man, crazy enough, fairly late in life. And we have been traveling to and fro for about 7 years. And in November 2000, I had just half a year to finish my MBA. I've been lengthening it. So it was a kind of joint thing that I knew I wanted to finish that, and I knew I had to come after 7 years, either or, so I'd rather come. And I'm very happy here. I feel more relaxed and good. My family comes from Poland. We were never really at home in Germany. But I'm born in that Polish family in Germany, so I wasn't born in Poland either. So the best I can say, I'm a Protestant, one of these in Europe who have been wandering around with a Huguenot background, going to the southwest in Germany in the Huguenot in the 16th century, then southwest of Germany in the end of 18th, beginning 19th century, which were then moved to Poland, which in the First World War moved to Russia, came back to Poland, ended up in Germany because they were not Catholic, you know. Very many movements. I'm part of that. I also plan to write about that. And the best place for that is actually to live in England.
Can I ask, I'm not sure if you want to talk about it, but can I ask if you mentioned that you were sort of, your family was kind of in Germany around the Second World War. Was your family affected by the Second World War?
They kind of came, I mean, they were just fleeing the Russians, and they didn't know each other, my parents. They met, as I say, I was born on the in the place where the trains from the east ended. So, and they met, and as you have that, then ethnic groups thrown into the world, they just then stick together. And soon enough, I was born in Christmas 45, called this was the first Christmas in peace. And yeah.
And how are you finding living in the UK now?
I feel very well here. I had difficulties find work at the beginning, but I enjoy that very much, and I'm very happy personally.
And how do you spend your time now?
Mostly traveling and working, because I live in Phoenix and I work in London, but the commuting doesn't affect me very much, apart from the fact that there's not much time left. But we are meeting up regularly at the weekends or on holidays with our kids, and this is what we enjoy. We go also north to Cumbria for walks.
And what do you do for a living nowadays?
I'm working as a desk officer at the German Embassy. Cultural things.
Yeah. What sort of cultural things?
Well, I'm mostly responsible for the organization of exhibitions in the residence of the ambassador or in a close by space. And just this week was very busy because we celebrated the fact that the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra was playing at the Proms on Monday, and around that we had different events, like a photo opening of a photo exhibition and a lecture on the Monday demonstrations, to show at the example of one city how these movements, these changes, and the fall of the wall were preceded by demonstrations in other cities as well. So, and on Wednesday there was a very moving film about, it's half fiction, half documentary, about these events, because people were not allowed to demonstrate. And well, yesterday we had a talk, we had also an exhibition of a fairly famous Leipzig artist, Neo Rauch, and it's the first in London, and it was also quite an event. So this was fun, yeah. Very extensive though, because I always knew at the end of the week I want to be here, I want to be fairly fresh, but I try my best.
And today you said you also want to mark the September the 11th today, the date. Can you remember where you were at the time?
Yes, I was in Essex in Arkston, in a small village. And I did not work in that at that time. I was still just had finished my MBA, and I was, and the telly was, and I actually watched I watched that unbelievable thing happening, that first a plane went into one of the towers and then into the other, and you couldn't believe your eyes. At the same time, really, when I think that I'm not quite sure how I feel in that height, and I tell you that on my first visit to America, which was the first that I did to go to America after the wall fell in spring 1990, I went up to the Twin Towers and I spent a whole afternoon there to get rid of my fairly, I mean, there was a hesitation about heights. And I came down and I felt, I don't feel that anymore. And it's tragic when I think that today I go up and I think and I remember how these towers helped me to overcome that and have that fantastic view about around New York. I love New York. I love New York altogether because it is for me such a place where everybody's at home, but they are coming from other places, which is very much true for myself. And then to be in London is the next best place because there are so many different ethnic groups as well.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about how you're going to mark September the 11th today?
Well, I'll mark it in my way by reading from an American book. And it's Jack Kerouac's On the Road, and it stands for me for freedom and democracy. So marking 9/11, thinking of the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, are for me closely connected.
And what do freedom and democracy mean to you?
Everything, actually. I'm not afraid of that, because I have learned many people are. I think everybody has just one life, and you have to deal with that in a very self-determining way. And democracy means also that you have to be responsibly part of that and watch it so it doesn't change into something which we really wouldn't want to know to have.
And is there anything else that you would like to mention or to add about taking part in one another today?
I'm grateful to Anthony Gormley. I'm very happy. I mean, I admire his work, and in so different ways, like The Angel of the North, and then The People of Britain, These Little Hands, the figures at Liverpool. So, and I've been seeing also at the summer exhibition of this year, but early on, his drawings. So I watch fairly closely what he's doing, all these people at South Bank standing on the roofs, which I feel so close to because I've been living in a state which was full of state security. So he's a great man and so sympathetic, and to have an idea how to create a living portrait of the people of Britain is just great.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.